Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Buckle up. This one's going to get people going.
Well, just like that.
She wants to cheat.
Dog.
She feels like she has a pass, but hold on.
Dog.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Alana wrote in. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, I have a moral dilemma. I love my husband, but I hate our intimate life. It's always quick, in all caps. We've been married for 7 years, and he's provided for our family. He's a good man, but boy, he sucks in the bedroom.
Whoa.
I've talked to him about it, and it used to turn into an argument, but now he jokes about it and says things like, you better find someone that can handle you or get yourself a young buck. I have my needs. I'm really considering doing what he says. Is he being serious when he says that to me? I'm 30. I have needs. My husband can't handle me. Should I listen to him and find someone who can?
Oh, buddy.
I can't even believe this.
Oh, Alana, whatever your name is. Oh, my Lanta.
Yowzas.
Your name should be my Lanta. Bruh.
Hell no, you should not cheat on your husband, but that's just me. I don't know. Well, maybe he's giving her the pass. Am I missing something here?
I'm trying to think of this.
But he's not receiving what she's saying either. He's just laughing about it.
I mean, well, you can only do so much if you can't correct what's going on. This one's a heater for sure. Bruh. Okay, I'm trying to remove all judgment in immediates.
Yes.
And go.
Okay, fine. Let's do that.
Is he giving you the pass?
Or is he being funny?
Is he being funny? If you have this serious conversation, is he really going to go, okay, do your thing? Some relationships can work like that. Because then it quote-unquote isn't cheating, right? It's just an open relationship. But that's crossing hairy lines,
man. It doesn't sound like when he says, you better find someone that can handle you. You think he means it?
I mean, if he says it enough, if he says it enough,
be careful what you say.
Be careful what you say and be careful what you wish for, because you might not be enough, but somebody will be.
You don't want to manifest it either. You don't want to manifest her cheating on you.
Manifest? I see what you manifest.
Bump. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, this one's rough.
Somebody texted in. I don't even have to hear the rest of the story. Jerk!
I mean, if you're getting the go ahead.
And you're communicating that you're unhappy about something and they're going, too bad.
Find somebody else.
Because you put that about any other topic in a marriage, if I came to you and said hello and they were like, I don't care, ha ha ha, I'd be like, well, fine. Somebody texted in, he's obviously joking. She doesn't think so.
And I mean, don't jokes come from a real place?
Somebody said he's like not down to work on it. It's not cheating if it's discussed. Whoa!
And that's it. It sounds like they've had a discussion, and I'm going, y'all sound crazy, but if this is going to work for y'all, then no, you're not the jerk. If this is going to be how you guys operate, if this is your modus operandum or whatever the Latin term is for mode of operation, then okay, that's y'all. I think y'all are crazy, but that's y'all.
Somebody texted in. That's like a woman who says, do what you want, but you absolutely should not do what you want.
That's true, though. I don't know, but
I'm dying to hear what people say on this. 1-414-533-1037.
Deep breaths.
She wants to cheat on her husband because she's not satisfied and she feels like he gave her the go by the comments he's made.
Wow.
Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes, Alana wrote in about how much she is not happy with her intimate life with her husband. They've been married for 7 years. He's a good guy, but he just sucks. her words in the bedroom.
Well, I mean, but she said he provided, he's loving, all of these things, but he's not satisfying her.
He's made comments like, you better find someone that can handle you. So she's thinking about cheating and taking his advice. Whoopsies. Okay, let's go to Melanie in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
I have no idea which way you guys are going to go on this.
I know. I mean, I guess somebody could assume, but let's just hear from the goats themselves. Melanie, talk to us. What do you say, jerk or not the jerk for her?
I think she's a jerk.
Okay, go on. Jinx.
So I've been in a situation similar to this, right? I liked the person. They were great. We had a great relationship. Everything was roses and butterflies. But we ended up just being friends because there's somebody out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. And even if he says it and they have that discussion, unless you're in a, you know, you're opening your relationship on both sides, it's not going to work because that's never going to leave the back of his mind and it's going to hurt his ego. How would she feel if he says to her, I'm not the problem. You and I are just not compatible in that sense. I just have to not want to hurt your feelings and say things so abruptly to you.
Mm-hmm. I just think there is somebody for everybody. Has passion. Not everybody. Just because you think someone's cute or attracted to someone, it doesn't mean you're going to have that kind of physical connection. Right? Yeah. That doesn't mean you're going to have the chemistry. Doesn't mean you're going to understand each other. Doesn't mean any of those things. But they've been married for seven years, why this is whack. Well, okay.
And something that
that's the crazy part about
that
it.
Isn't crazy?
They're wasting each other's time, and they could be with somebody who truly makes them happy in every sense. Because if she's not happy, what makes you think that he is?
Right.
Maybe he's just being nice about it, and he's not saying anything. Because men tend to not want to talk about intimacy as well as women do.
Well, and then if you do, the ego gets hurt real quick.
Well, and that's what Melanie's kind of saying. Like, you got to open it up on both fronts, or this is going to go south real fast.
Oof. All right, Melanie says jerk this morning. Thank you, Melanie.
Have a good day.
You guys have a good day.
Bye.
Deneen is in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Deneen.
Good morning.
What are you going to say on this one? Jerk or not the jerk?
Talk to us.
I don't think Melanie is a jerk. I think that he's being a jerk.
He's being a jerk? Wait.
Because he's not receiving her. She's trying to communicate and he's making jokes. If he's joking.
Elaborate,
right?
Deneen.
Is that where you're going?
What are you saying? Why you say jerk? Or not the jerk, excuse me.
I think that they need to communicate on their sexual relationship. They're married.
Somebody said totally the jerk. She literally said that he turns it into a joke. Clearly, he's joking. Somebody said...
people joke to deflect, though, and y'all know that's true.
That's right. He said she could teach him what she wants. Most people are teachable. What about couples therapy?
Get yourself a nice little picture book. Y'all know the one I'm talking about. There's so many things you could do, but...
And other people are saying she knew what she married. So why is she complaining about it now?
Yeah.
Well, things change. Well, this was like 7 years ago.
That is true.
Maybe he has a problem.
And it's coming to fruition now. People develop conditions as they go later in life, right?
Well, yeah, and sometimes age.
Ooh, but Deneen is saying not the jerk. She's trying to communicate, and he's turned it into a joke.
Yeah.
She's not the jerk for that.
And if you're married, you should know if there's other problems going on in that department.
That part.
That's where the intimacy is important.
And I think he needs to meet her needs.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, don't we all?
Obviously.
It goes both ways, Deneen beautifully said.
Thank you for stating the obvious. Hey, girl. Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Women have sexual needs.
We all do. Hey, ain't mad at you.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, appreciate you splitting it. We're split. Have a good day, Deneen.
You too. Bye.
Saucy Sandra's on the phone, and we're going to pull her up right now to be the tiebreaker.
You going to let Saucy be the tiebreaker?
I don't want to be the tiebreaker.
All right.
Saucy.
Yes, I'm different. Well, hey there. Hey, my friends. PSA, ladies, it doesn't get better.
What?
Do not settle for something that you don't like. Don't say in your head that it'll get better. And I'm going to say that she's not the jerk.
The jerk?
Hold on, though.
And this boy is not teachable. Maybe he needs to go to the doctor. And if that doesn't help, you got to let them go.
Wee.
Just saying.
Okay. Saucy says, run for your life, not the jerk. Cheat away if you want to cheat.
Run
not
to
exactly
the
hills. Not exactly cheat.
Well, she said she's not the jerk and she's thinking about cheating. That would mean she
Oh, she's
cheat.
Definitely not the jerk if she's thinking about cheating at all. We all have our needs.
Yikes. So, and she said what she said, though.
If she's going to have the conversation with her husband, listen, this is what it is. You need to go to a doctor. And if you don't go to the doctor, I am going to go and find something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So, wow. Okay.
I'm horrible, but it's true.
No, you're
I've
saucy.
Lived it for 13 years. I understand this woman's pain.
She's not alone. I get it. She's not alone. You weren't alone. A lot of people are unfortunately identifying with this both ways, probably, and they don't want to openly admit it like right. you would, Saucy, but you're divorced. So, I don't want to say there's no hope for other people. I do believe in communication. If you can work it out, or if you haven't gone to therapy, try that. If you've done all that and you're still at this impasse, fine.
There's always two sides to the coin. It's just what side you want to be on, honestly.
But bingo.
But Saucy said, I've been there, done that. Run for your life.
Run, Ma, run.
Run. It doesn't get better. Ooh. Sorry.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Saucy.
Much love, you guys.
Have a good day. Bye.
See you too. Bye.
Did anyone on the planet see it ending this way with not the jerk for considering cheating on your husband?
My hand is down because nope.
What? What?
But needs got to be met. And if she's communicating, listen, people.
Damn.
Everybody's got an opinion and we don't get to decide. Y'all do. Y'all said not the jerk. She's good.
I'm reading the text and everybody are saying not the jerk if she tells them before.
Oof.
Love your show. Started listening on the way to work about 2 months ago. I travel all over Wisconsin for work and sometimes drive 1 to 2 hours to a location.
Ooh.
Hey, shout out to you.
I appreciate you keeping us on.
Who texted in? She can get some Viagra. Okay.
Now, listen, there's so many ways that you can approach this, but she approached it in the way she did. Okay?
I'll leave you with this text. Allie, I can't believe how calm you are with this topic. Such a jerk. I'm speechless. That's why. I would never cheat on somebody and I wouldn't say it's okay to do it.
Right.
But this is wild.
No,
and
this
when
is
you're
wild.
Telling someone you're unhappy and they ignore you, I don't think you should cheat. You are a jerk for you can consider it. If you do it, you're the jerk.
Yeah. But
as my therapist taught me, you can have bad thoughts. It's if you act on them is the problem.
There you go.
I had to learn that in therapy.
Yeah, and a lot of us still got to learn that to this day. You
Seriously,
know what I'm saying?
So you know?
It's learned behavior. We got to get there.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Sorry, I'm calm. Not the jerk.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.